You know, they make kids.
Yeah, I thought I'd find it over.
They make kids go like that. And it's got more horsepower. You do that, they got more horsepower than a Cobra.
Well, this one is not a big engine at all. You know, it's, like it's a four cylinder. It really responds to the picture. If you're at a stoplight and somebody's ready for engine,
well, I'm not trying.
Well, like that's really not far.
All right.
Street racing.
I used to have a tier.
All right. We have ARP budgets in front of us. Justices, if you will look at your top sheet, which is your agenda, right? The big line of budgets. You'll notice a break in the action there. And basically, right there, all those numbers. Justice Moss is about to make a motion to batch those because those are budgets that we've already spent down to zero or will be appropriating at zero. Just run the numbers, yeah.
Okay, a motion that we put on the table for passage, 3406.0419, 3406.0703, 3046.705, 3046.706, 3046.707, 3046.0711, 3046.0714, 3046.0715, 3046.0718, 3046.0720, and 1006.0501 on the table for approval.
Second.
It'd be disappointing if that motion died for lack of a second. All right.
And that's at a zero.
Any discussion? Those are just all zeroed out things that we said we were going to spend money on and we did. Good for us. All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Then, that motion we put 3046 American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0100, ARP Admin on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Any questions on this? All right, all in favor of passage of 3046.0100, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3046 American Rescue Plan Fund, 0418 County Jail.
Second.
Table for discussion.
We've got a motion and a second. Mr. Anderson, can you tell us about this one specifically?
Yes. As we talked about before, this is the year we have to have everything on the penny. Every penny that we receive, if we want to spend it, it has to be obligated. What does obligated mean? It doesn't mean appropriation. The Department of the Treasury has their own ideas. Sometimes they're not that clear, but basically it's an obligation that we're under to pay them. And so we have gone through and tried to track everything that we have put out, everything that was unspent, everything that was not appropriated, to account for everything that we received when we first started a few years ago and got the $24+ million from the government. So we had some leftover money out of the money that wasn't appropriated and wasn't spent that was appropriated. And there's three projects that were put forward through this package. One of them was a Conway Corp that you already saw. This is one that we didn't count on. I'm sorry, we didn't know it ahead of time. I think it was entered in one of our mailboxes and didn't see it when we were doing our calculations for the jail medical mental health request that you have before you.
in Department 0418. And then you'll see another one at Stop DV. So we have a little difference in our available to appropriate with Mr. Sampson. I talked to him, it's $28,000, I think, is what he thinks we're in the hole for the fund versus what we're asking for. We think it's $95,000 because everything we came up with, we didn't account for Angie's request when we were putting it together. So what I would like to do is take this budget and the Stop DV budget, and we can talk about them today if you like, and table those or put them off until Thursday so that we can get our fund balance reconciled with our value versus the treasurer's value.
So the Stop DV budget, that was something we appropriated money for in the past.
That's correct.
They spent it.
They spent some of it.
They spent some of it. They didn't spend all of it. Is this the remainder of what?
So I'm going to take my county administrator hat off for just a moment and kind of stand here as a board member for Stop DV. The issue is they receive the previous request is really not pertinent to this request. They receive a lot of their funding from VOCA, which is a state agency. And it funds a lot of different things, including some of the stuff in Carol Cruz's office. They have cut their funding significantly, and so Stop DV is losing about half of their funding over the next 3 years. So they reached back out through Justice Coates and asked for an additional request if there was any funding left to help, and they're going to have to get some other funding as well, but to help with that. Now, here's the thing to consider. If Stop DV was to go away, part of what they do, which is orders of protection and everything, that also would go away, and it still has to be done. So probably there would be somebody back up here asking for another employee that we would have to fund through County General. So just some background on that.
So this is a new, the Stop DV then is a new
this
request.
This is an additional request, an additional request. That's right.
And Mr. Anderson, your request was for us to table the 0418 and Stop DV, whichever that one is, 0710 to table these. Just because they're in addition to what y'all's calculations and your whole pie was.
Yes, the account balance is going to affect these two, potentially. We have to iron that out with the treasurer and our numbers. And I think what it's going to come to is when we put together our budget versus what the balance was then versus what they were when the treasurer calculated balance. I think that's what's
going to be. My balance was as October 31st. I'm going to say probably.
Okay.
Okay. And once again, I'm sorry.
418 engines, you can add to it if you like. That's for the jail mental health contractor.
Yeah.
I think we've done it full amount for 2 years. Last year we did it half the amount, and they're asking, I think, for about half the amount this year, too.
I just want to remind the committee that these numbers, these appropriations are going to change as soon as get to March when we have the adjusted carryover. All of these were done as a lump sum over a number of years, and so whatever you have not spent, you'll get appropriation for. This is a little different than most of our budgets. We get this money first and then budget for it, knowing this will take more years to spend
it. And I'll add this also. Department of Treasury makes allowances for you appropriating in obligating money toward a project this year. That project is completed between now and the deadline to spend the money, but it comes in under budget. What do you do with the delta, the remainder? So in order to be able to absorb or use that money, you have to have in place another project that you can put the additional money to that you have left over. And so we have language in the fund the budget that will accomplish, we think, what the Treasury is looking for. And so if you're wondering, are all these going to spend exactly what they were asking for? Maybe, maybe not. If they don't, we're prepared to absorb the extra.
So I'd like to make a motion to table fund 3046, Department 0418, County Jail. and fund 3046, Department 0710, Stop DB, till Thursday.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Any questions there? Mr. Anderson, you think then on Thursday maybe we can have a sheet that just kind of recaps what we initially appropriated things for, where that delta is, and then now where the new money's going, just a kind of summation. And then I know the full court will want that as well once we get the budget in the full court. And then we can figure out, do we have room for these two things? If we don't have room, or what, if, you know, and start making decisions based off that. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
The next one you're typed should be Conway Corp, which we've already acted on today.
Yep, that one's already going to pass.
All right, make a motion. We put out of fund 3046, Department 0708, City of Worcester, on the table for discussion.
All right, just the remainder of the construction progress. We expect this to be fully spent, I believe, at least.
Yes, sir.
For the most part. Any questions? Seeing none. All in favor of 3046.0708, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Make a motion to put out of fund 3046, Department 0709, City of Mayflower, on the table for discussion.
Second.
I think the story on this one is that there was a little waffling going on, and then they've decided to now do the hookup with Conway Corp for the treating the effluent.
That's correct. And I spoke with their engineer a week before last. He feels like they'll be able to spend this by mid to late 25 next year. Most of it's going to be on, you know, design and rights of way purchases.
Seeing no questions, all in favor of 3046.0709, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We skip stuff. DB.
I make a motion to put out of fund 3046, Department 0712, Children's Advocacy Alliance, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Mr. Anderson, the decrease, I know they haven't spent any of this money yet.
Technically, I don't know that they have. We've given them $80,000, and they had two requests. One was for lost revenue due to COVID, which was $80,000.
Okay.
And then the other was for construction or expansion of what they're doing now.
And we don't know if that's going to happen or not.
We believe it will at this point. Okay. But again, we're prepared, if it doesn't, to roll that money into other projects and use it all. But the $80,000, we looked at their books, we looked at their audits, and we felt confident that it was a worthy and stable organization. So we gave them the $80,000.
Any questions, Justices? Seeing none, all in favor of passing 3046.0712, say aye. Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 3046, Department 0716, Community Action Program of Central Arkansas, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on this one? I know they had a lot of other funds available, so they're trying to spend down those available funds because they had a more stringent time restriction on them than ours, and they've started spending out of ours now and will be that spent down.
Yes, sir. And they serve a lot of people, so they can go through money.
Yeah. Seeing no questions, all in favor of 3046.0716, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 3046, Department 0717, Lake Conway Community Wastewater Utility, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any questions here? Just the remainder of their
budget.
Seeing none, all in favor of 3046.0717, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 3046, Department 0719, Faulkner County Emergency Communications on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any conversations here? This has mostly been deployed, I believe, for the most part. Just have some final bills to pay once they get it all deployed.
That's correct. The volunteer fire departments throughout the county.
Volunteer fire departments are traditionally, let's say, I don't know, most of them are underfunded. And so when we looked to try to see what we could do for them, we looked at multiple options, some of which had, but they really had to fall in with the certain requirements by the ARP fund. So this is one that we found that met the requirements for the fund and made it happen for me. Seeing no questions, motion for the, or you made a motion to approve 3046.0719. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 3046, Department 0721, Faulkner County PPE on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. I will pass it to someone. This is a new appropriation on the PPE.
This is part of the revenue replacement money, and this is a new appropriation. What we looked at with the PSAP is we're going to pay that out of our PSAP monies that you talk about we had saved up through the years. And that freed up $500,000 of the revenue replacement. And so we looked at the fire departments. There are some fire departments around the county that don't have end date personal protective equipment, so they can't go to training without it. So they lose the ability to train, and that affects their rating as well. So this is an effort to try to help those that are at least get them up to date so they can go to training. Ones that, especially the smaller departments that don't have the funding to do it.
I would just add this is the request. I think Justice Coates asked, is there any other new requests? And this is the one I was mentioning. You know, this is some of the final decisions that you'll make. We strongly urge that you make this critical expenditure of broad impact that are strategic in nature. And, you know, from our view, what we don't want to do is wake up in 5 or 10 years and look back at the array of things, all the worthy causes, but look at the array of those distributions and say, golly, it's not, you know, this was once in a several lifetime opportunity to spend. And we had broad guidelines from Treasury and the federal government on what it ought to be spent on. And let's step back, take an evaluation, and think, you know, what should this money really be spent on? You know, how can this benefit generationally, multi-generationally? And so that's why you hear us repeat the considerations like strategic importance, critical importance, broad coverage. And as we all know, our firefighters are underfunded. They basically got a few thousand a year operate their departments on, and whatever else they can raise, depending on the various fire departments and fire improvement districts. The one thing they all need is turnout gear, these big firefighter suits that they use, and that's going to be the bulk, if not all of this, is for in-date turnout gear so that they can actually go to a training facility and receive training without being turned away because it's out of date. This won't get them all the way there. I mean, they've got breathing apparatus and everything else has got to be in date. But at some point, we got to say, you know what? I mean, anyone here, even if you don't live in the far reaches of our county, if you go to an event somewhere, I won't even name particular events, but events in the Northeast, in the Northwest, in the Southwest, Southeast, or you are driving somewhere on a Sunday afternoon, these are the firefighters who are going to get to you before anyone else. And I think at some point we're probably going to have to consider countywide fire or some sort of, we're going to have to do something while we're all here, or maybe it's after we're all gone. But in Faulkner County, Arkansas, in modern times, you have an expectation for the ability to be helped when you or your loved ones are in need. And the faster the response time, the greater the response. And all of the above, all that goes with that. That's what this is geared toward. So I'm speaking in broad terms. We're suggesting to you that you vote with an eye toward them. We're not necessarily with a up or down vote on this issue. We're recommending this strongly. But on all these remaining dollars, Callaway Corp, critical water capacity for the next 150 years, and in this case, our firefighters, our first responders, and you've already helped them some. You know, the radio communications, that's a critical need. Just voted on, I think there was a question about it. What it would be, what is critical communication, emergency communication? Well, this is turnout gear. This is another critical piece of that. I'm guessing you were surprised to find out that you have fire departments in this county responding to fires with gear that's out of date. I mean, you may have family members who respond to these fires, you know, as those firefighters. And, you know, the two things that we have put out there for you to consider, you're going to struggle to come up with better spins on this time. And it's you. You're the ones. This quorum court and the one immediately prior were the ones who were responsible for directing the spending of an excess of $24 million on broad needs and great needs. And we think this is a great way to close it out. Like Tom mentioned, if there are some of these expenditures that they're unable to spend it all or didn't use quite as much as they thought, we'll have other projects. We've already got them ready to go in order of priority, but none of them rise to the level of this, at least in my opinion. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, I misspoke. This is not revenue replacement. I got ahead of myself on one budget. This is still restricted money.
Okay. And that falls within the requirements of restricted?
It does. Yes, sir.
All right. Justice, any questions on this one? All in favor of passing 3046.0721, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put on the table for discussion, ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund at 0100 County Judge.
Second.
Questions on this one? Let's see. I'll let the judge have this one.
Okay. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. You've heard me speak. You know, we've got the Unit 3 in the jail. We're calling, I think Randy's been calling it Unit 3. I was initially reluctant to give it a label like that, but I'm warming up to it, Randy. We're the project. Big project. And you're all familiar with where it's going. It's over by Unit 2. Behind the justice field. And at some point in the past, the court and the judge had the forethought to buy that piece of land. And so we're thankful for that. As we look around the campus and try to rehab the buildings that we have scattered here and yon across the road in, I guess, three of the four directions from the courthouse here, we don't want to be in that situation over there. In what, at least I personally hope, we can all agree upon needs to be a criminal justice or justice system complex, not just a justice building in Unit 2. We also have CID over there in a building. And then our recommendation for the next big phase of the capital projects that we have would be to move our Sheriff's Department, which is here on site here, and Unit 1, the maximum security, over there as well. And then, if we're able to, I think we ought to consider moving the district courts over there at some point, which are currently housed in a city court. But just for the benefit of our citizens, having one place they go for court. And all the offices here on the campus and probably the city of Conway daily receive calls from people who don't know where they have court. And it's a critical service that we provide to our citizens and we require of our citizens. I really think they ought to be in one location. Even if we don't do the district court, if we can't get there philosophically and financially, moving the sheriff's office over there, unit one over there, and the juvenile detention facility over there, we don't have enough room for that. And so we need to buy replacement land. It's a matter of, well, my opinion, but I think we should never undertake a large capital project without buying replacement land. And here's why. Number one, I think it's the best way to run the operation. Number two, if you don't, it's going to be much harder to get the next phase of the capital plan. I think we all agree we need master plans for our facilities and our sites. Well, we'll encounter much more headwind if we don't have land available. You should buy the land when you can afford it, and then you're able to build a facility when you can afford it. And when you build another facility, part of being able to afford that facility should be that we can afford to buy the replacement. And I hope you'll adopt that approach. So to that end, we have actively been looking at land around that area. I can't share any specific details with you, but there's a decent chance of that happening in a way that we think that you would approve. Certainly it would require your approval. Even if it didn't, I would never, out of the county judge's office, look for appropriated money to go do that without your approval. That's a capital expenditure. And so, at least on that scale, we'll be involved. I just am not able to, out of respect for potential land sellers, I'm just not able to talk to you in any more specific terms than that. It was a pretty good opportunity, I think, that we'll probably arrive at. And if not, that's okay too. We will spend this money, with your blessings, we will all collectively spend this money in other worthy ways. So that represents, should be $500,000, should be in front of you. I'm guessing, I'm not looking at the document that you've got, but I think that represents the upper bounds of both what we can afford and what we should spend on replacement land. And so we'll give you the information for you to make decisions with, probably in pretty short order. I think for right now, asking you to move that money to make it at least eligible to proceed, that's about all I can say today. But that represents the amount above which I personally wouldn't feel comfortable with spending more than on real estate, but I think it's a great expenditure for these monies.
Justice, any questions? Seeing none, all in favor of passing 1006.0100, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 1006, ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund, Department 0111, Building, Grounds, and Maintenance, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justice, any, this is the $1 million we appropriated to work on the courthouse?
That's correct.
Minus what's been spent.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Seeing no questions, all in favor, 1006.0111, say
aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 1006, ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund, Faulkner County Animal Shelter 0406.
Second.
Second.
And this is just what's left of this,
That's the animal shelter.
Yes, sir.
Money that we've appropriated. Build. Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor of 1006.0406, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 1006, Department 0418, jail.
Second.
So in contrast to what we passed earlier this morning, in the ordinance 24-51, that appropriated the money for the rest of this year. This appropriates that money for 2025.
That's correct. And again, at the first of the year, we will reconcile what was spent between the time this budget was passed or this year's budget was amended in the end of the year through period 13.
Any questions on this appropriation? All in favor of 1006-0418, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That gets us through that. All right. Committee members, we went through our regular agenda. We did the court's budgets. We did the sheriff's budgets. We did the other budgets. We had lunch. We talked about the county judge's budgets, not in that order. And we did the ARP budgets. We have a number of budgets that were tabled for Thursday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, potentially.
Can you send a list of those out?
Yes, and Mark, yeah, do you want to do a rundown? Is that what you said you want to do real quick? But the and I think Margaret may have kept better note keeping than I did, so she'll also have those as well, because we'll have to email out at the end of the day. We'll say this is the agenda for Thursday, and it'll have these budgets on there. I don't know about that, John.
Sure.
No, we do not.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I think we did. I remember talking about it. Soil conservation. So which one, what's the number on that one?
3413.
No, she's talking about it.
2804-03.
What's the number? 3413. Peer supports. Specialist. We tabled that for this afternoon. Judge, thanks for joining us. Johnny, you want to make a motion on that one?
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion that we talk about 3528, Department 0403.
Don't remember why we tabled it. Did we have questions? Did we have a question as far as flow?
Out of order in the packet, so maybe we. No, Mary asked for a question. She had a question.
Oh, yeah, question. I just remember writing the table on it.
Right.
3528,
no, Department 0403.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's the judge's packet.
Circuit Court, here's special.
It's at the very back of my packet.
Drug court or peer support specialist? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's not even here, so. That's a new position.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm going to throw it in. That's it.
So I believe this is about peer support that the grant funded for 1 year. So if you have any questions, I'll explain the grant. It's going to happen this next year.
Yeah, I can't find that one in my budget either.
This is the last page.
Last page. All right. I think we got a motion in a second. You motioned.
Did you say it?
All right, there we go. We got there.
I have a question. I don't remember what it is.
You have a question?
I have a question.
Maybe that's that.
That's what it is.
It's a
grant. It's a grant. It's a grant. So. So the biggest issue on it is, so there's that, as of October 31st, we had 84,3381 in the fund and 83,881 appropriation remaining. With that carryover of $52.90, $50,000 projected revenue, that gives $50,052. Request of $52,695. I guess that's from the matching.
So we have an over, we're over budgeted at $2,000
And I think once again that's going to be where they had that they didn't, it's not a 4 year salary, you know what I mean? And so the matching is less for I would guess that's just looking at the numbers.
That's correct. Will this just go through September of this next year?
It's supposed to go, because I guess our date was January 1st, if I remember right.
Well, I thought the grant was from like September to September. They change that?
Well, yes, they just gave us, should have just given us $50,000 in a block. It wasn't paid out over time. And while the money was supposed to be released, we didn't have anybody hired. So we didn't get the money to get hired. And so that's why. But there should be $50,000 in there. And I see where next year it looks like some of the insurance premiums are coming up.
Do you know if we did what we
that's a little bit left in the salaries line out of 1,001 because I couldn't get it perfect.
Right.
So allow for an extra 300 in there for the bonus too. But there's, all of that's not being paid out, and I don't have access to
it. Can you see that, Dwayne?
I can somewhat see it. If we know how much he pays out in payroll, you know what I'm saying, the whole payroll amount, and we've got three payroll left, then I can do some quick math on that and tell you that maybe it's not going to use all the $8,300 to get left the appropriation to change that down to cover. But until I do that, I can do the appropriation.
We tabled it for this conversation right here. Yeah.
Scott said something on your own.
Well, I can anticipate, on Thursday, I can anticipate what's going to be left in the budget on payroll for Thursday night. I just don't have my laptop up here, so I don't have access if I'm awake.
And what it costs a living adjustment?
And I can tell
would that hurt this going forward? Or do you call a grant position?
Yeah, and that's, I don't know.
It's all another thing.
We don't have to call it. So that's a deal where the grant couldn't take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's totally a cool way to do
it. This is a brand new position? Okay. Brand new person? Okay.
What's the answer here? Wait till Thursday? Till we know?
Support we have, and obviously all support for the need. So,
Fantastic.
So, you back there?
Well, I don't know.
I wonder if we'll talk a little bit.
Yeah, I'll get you. I'm sorry.
We'll run the numbers at the end of the year, and then we should be getting a check from the AOC and that sub-grant sometime early December.
Yeah, we're going to appropriate a new fund with that, so we'll get that working.
Right.
Maybe in December we'll have ready to it.
And then that way, some have to come to y'all to talk, well, personnel, budget, finance, and get all this set up so we're ready to get the ground running in January, February. And then I'll come back on a fairly regular basis and then get a basis for the issue. So, no soil.
Perfect.
You got any questions or anything? All right, appreciate
thanks,
it.
Judge. Yeah, thank you, Judge. Thank you. All right. Yeah, you can.
I'd like to make a motion that we table 3528 Department 0403 for Thursday night.
Okay, so that's, I think, 10 budgets to consider Thursday night. And it's up to the committee. I'm kind of leaning towards also picking up the budget overview and the cost of living adjustment on Thursday night as well. That'll let us circle around, finish up those budgets, tack that on to the end when we can have that conversation. I'm close to being cross-eyed right now. Everyone's good. Any more business before the committee? Mr. Sampson?
I believe I gave y'all a sheet here.
Yes.
And it kind of what it details is what we did back in the fall of 2022 for 2023, laying some baseline salaries down, and with the anticipation of trying to keep up with the consumer price index or inflation. We take the inflation numbers come from October to October. They're not actually year to year, but it's just when we're working. So they're October to October numbers. And you'll see what we've done as far as COLA through the budgets 23 and 24, and then what the inflations were in those years, and also what it's going to be this year for brand new totals. So if there's any questions on any of that, how those numbers came about, what we were trying to do when we tried to lay that baseline down for these other times, we'll definitely discuss it.
Yeah, that'll be good to talk through on Thursday. As we have this conversation, there'll be multiple numbers to look at and everything else. Anything else before this committee? 6 o'clock Thursday evening. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All good? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.